Policy updates have been made to the Department of Agriculture's cotton storage agreement. Implementation of the new policies will provide the department with additional resources when reviewing warehouse performance. These changes should also help alleviate miscommunication between warehouses and cotton merchants and assist in providing traceability of data, according to Lauren Krogman, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. We caught up with Krogman for more details.
These policies, which are now included in the USDA Cotton Storage Agreement, call for warehouses to, one, report their weekly shipments electronically and in a more detailed manner, and two, respond promptly to shipping orders from merchants via computer. One provision addresses bales made available for shipment, also known as BMAS, which warehousers currently report weekly to USDA. The second policy change pertains to merchant shipping orders or staging shipping orders. Policies will be enforced by USDA through the USDA Cotton Storage Agreement, which was released to all warehouses with CCC loan cotton on Friday, June 28th. These new policies are aimed at enhancing the industry's reputation for timely delivery by getting U.S. raw cotton into the customer's hands faster, so all aspects of the industry will be able to benefit from this increased efficiency. Software use training classes are scheduled for July 25th in California, August 13th in Tunica, Mississippi, August 20th in Tipton, Georgia, and August 27th in Lubbock, Texas. The classes are free, but anyone planning to attend is asked to register in advance at EWRinc.com. The USDA AMS Warehouse Division will have the new requirement listed on their website at www.fsa.usda.gov. They will also be the first point of contact for any questions regarding the new requirements. And if a warehouse has any technical software questions, we ask them to please contact EWR, the primary handler of electronic warehouse receipts within the U.S. cotton industry.